It is that man in his quest for knowledge and progress is determined and cannot be deterred. The exploration of space will go ahead. Whether we join in it or not, we mean to be a part of it. We mean to lead it. For the eyes of the world now look into space, to the moon and to the planets beyond. Our leadership in science and industry, our hopes for peace and security, our obligations to ourselves as well as others, all require us to make this effort, to solve these mysteries, to solve them for the good of all men. There is no strife, no prejudice, no national conflict in outer space as yet.
Then I just put a tear to your eye.
Its hazards are hostile to us all. Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind.
Wow.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon.
Give me chills. Presidents of the United States can say great, inspiring things.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept. One we are unwilling to postpone. And one we intend to win.
Oh! So how the heck did we get to this point?
Look at those hands. They're small. Something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
Get stupid. This is a very real thing. Happening in our very real world. You ready for him to be our next president? Because you know he's going to be, right?
Hey, Radio Citrus.
Now, broadcasting from a transmitter the size of a toaster.
Well, if it's personal, then it's already for yourself.
From the top of the Cascades, to the Rockies, to the Appalachians.
Good to hear.
This is the Radio Citrus Podcast.
I am altering the beat.
I am too old for this crap.
Hey, this cap looks like Alvin. Huh?
Somebody, help! My son's in trouble!
Inspector Jamak, let's go.
Father of the year right there. We won't be satisfied until everybody's dead. That's the LAPD way. You guys remember this movie, The Chipmunk Adventure? Not the crappy one from a couple years ago, but the cool animated 1980s one that was played over and over again through the 90s on cable and reruns. Had the shortest, best car chase out of LAX. Loved that as a kid. Oh, yeah! And then the old grandma lady.
And then the witch doctor.
She's about to flip a U-turn on the 405 freeway and start going the wrong way.
David is arriving at European Airlines.
All right, that's enough of that. 323-920-9599 is the house that YTMD built. It's the Radio Citrus Podcast. And apparently we did not go to the moon. It's official thanks to this gentleman right here.
Hey, guys. Chris Archer here at Destruction by Design. First item of business I want to talk about is last night, like every other night, I get attacked by a Google employee. Okay, just like we've talked about before, these people that come on here and attack the truth.
Well, now hold on. If a Google employee is attacking him, that's a pretty big deal.
By telling you stop spreading lies, this, that, and the other thing, this never happened, I should know, I either lived there, or I know the people, or I'm a cop, or I was there, I was involved in it.
Okay, hold on a minute. I think he's getting Google employees mixed up with commenters, YouTube commenters. And what types of stuff is he commenting on if people are saying, I was there?
These people that come on here all the time and attack you, and call you names and discredit you, are absolutely workers for Google. We talked about it.
It's even worse. He knows that it's not. He knows it's a YouTube comment, but he doesn't care. He knows it has to be a Google employee.
Like I said, somebody came on here last night who watched the whole debate. I had the whole debate. We're not going to watch it. Bernie had a couple good points, blah, blah, blah. He's throwing truth bombs out the whole time, guys. If you see what he's saying, the symbolism is there. Now let's watch it and we'll break it down. See if you catch it.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's find this truth bomb.
Barack Obama. I was not that candidate. All right. Look, this has been a great debate. A lot of interesting issues have come together. Let me conclude by just saying this.
That's high energy stuff there.
There is no precedent, in my view, that Hillary Clinton, not Bernie Sanders, who has the capability.
The power,
what about the moon?
To take on Wall Street, large campaigns.
Your YouTube video title said this was about the moon.
Media, the big money interest in this country
being
alone.
Truthful.
This campaign is not just about electing.
It's a reminder that just because somebody's a Bernie supporter doesn't mean they're automatically smart.
Creating a process for a.
I mean, I'm not saying Bernie supporters are dumb either.
Yeah, he's correct about that. This has nothing to do with the presidency. All right,
has nothing to do with the moon either.
Thrown out here with all these clowns and puppets that have no idea what they're doing, but just following
orders. To the point.
This is more of a revolution.
Tell me about the moon.
Of a new world order.
Oh, here we go.
This has nothing.
New world order, the buzz phrase of people scared of stuff since 1989.
What you're saying is symbolism. This is an American revolution. This is a change.
Yeah.
Changing of the country.
Tell me about the moon.
A changing of everything that you knew that was right in this country. That's what this new presidency is representing.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Revolution in which millions of Americans, working people who have given up on the political process, they don't think anybody...
Remember that part where he said, I'm not going to play the whole debate?
People for whom getting involved in politics is as, you know, it's
here
like
it
going to the moon. It ain't going to happen. Low-income people.
Say it again.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not following. What's
for whom getting involved in politics is as, you know, it's like going to the moon. It ain't gonna happen.
That's your proof?
There you go.
It's like going to the moon. It ain't gonna happen.
That's right, never happened.
People
never.
Who are not involved in the political process.
Going to the moon never happened. Okay?
That's
been talked about a million times. It's in every damn song.
And he's going to the,
they talk about coming to the moon all the time.
Oh my! Stop the tape! Oh. People are trying to grasp at straws. The kind of conspiracy theory that we never went to the moon, which I don't know why. Yeah, that's so hard for people to wrap their heads around that we actually could have gone to the moon. But of all people, it's going to be Bernie Sanders, the independent maverick from Vermont, who I guess was so old that it's natural that he would have been involved with the conspiracy. And that he knows, and that everybody in government knows. And they're all keeping it a secret from us.
Any song, you can look up all kinds of songs about going to the moon, and every one of them have a message in it that we never went to the moon.
All right. Challenge accepted. I'm going to Google it right now. Songs about going to the moon. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but... Ah, here we go. He said any song, so zoom, zoom, we're going to the moon. Okay, look for that conspiracy theory hidden in plain sight admission. Uh-huh. Okay.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Ah! Stop the song. That's an admission right there, because rockets don't count down 10, 9, 8. They count down T minus 10, T minus 9, T minus 8. Therefore, they're implying the rocket is already launched. And that's a huge blunder. Stop. That is a dead giveaway right there, because first of all, you don't have a party on the stars. You'd have a party on the moon. Second of all, you wouldn't have a party on the moon because you're just trying to fight for your life to get that Apollo capsule back to Earth. Third, if we didn't go to the moon, then we filmed it on a TV set. And where are TV sets? In Hollywood. And what's in Hollywood? stars. And what do stars do? They party. So it's not party on the stars. It's party with the stars. Boom! Myth confirmed.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. We're going to the moon.
All right, enough of that. Let's see. Okay. All kidding aside, let's look up songs about going to the moon again. 11 songs about going to the moon, one of which is The Police Walking on the Moon. Does it give us any more insight into what I should be looking for?
It was made, like the Chili Peppers said, it was made in a Hollywood basement.
You're an idiot, dude.
Exactly. That's exactly what our world is. We live in a deception. Just like your mom, dad, your teacher, your doctors, everybody in past history who've read from the book. The book was lying.
What book?
The world is not what you think it is. I hope my leg don't break, walking on the moon. No one is on the moon. Except the people who were there before.
Whoa, full stop. Stop the presses here. Okay, this guy's been bananas, but he's now crossing into like mental illness territory. What people were there before? Is this some like Illuminati garbage?
The same idiots that infiltrated this earth are on the moon.
No. No.
Period. We won't be going to the moon. Not us. Not humans. Unless we're taken there by force. Keep going.
But this campaign is not only
okay,
about
all right, I've had enough
electing
of this
somebody.
You know, I thought this was going to be the craziest, the last crazy of the two conspiracy theory clips I found researching this show. But, oh, man, I got to ask. So we were taken there by whores?
Taken there. By force.
Oh, by force. I thought picturing these alien hookers coming and hauling people away. That guy wins. I thought this guy was going to be the crazy one. But this guy almost sounds like just good satire compared to that guy.
It's future shock coming down the pike. 2020 will see a whole new America. First, the military will come out of the barracks and onto the streets.
Yeah, it's called Tuesday when the National Guard is not in session and people go back to their jobs.
We're seeing the beginnings of it now with Operation Jade Helm.
Say what?
It's a month-long military drill in the Southwest to prepare for foreign wars.
All right, I won't dismiss it. I'll look it up. What's the name of it again?
Operation Jade Helm.
Okay, I'll look it up on Wiki. Operation Jade Helm. And it comes up as Jade Helm 15 Conspiracy Theories. Was based on the United States, blah, 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 summer of New York Times. Traversing the outer edges of political paranoia. Oh, and it was going to happen in my state. Salt Lake City would be declared a hostile site, as well as Phoenix, Dallas, and Houston. And it was supposed to happen last year, so I guess I'm not.
But they're really preparing Americans for martial law.
By attacking Salt Lake City, Dallas, and Houston? I don't think those are the cities that you want to go after first. Let me give you an idea here. When you think of the Wild West, when it comes to people being haters on the government, you think of Texas, right? But Texas don't even hold no candle to the great state of Utah, as well as our good neighbors, Wyoming, Nevada, and Idaho. That's because it was settled by Mormon pioneers who kind of got beat up real bad by some stuff that happened in Missouri and Illinois. And they tried to get the federal government to help them out, but due to some complicated things that was partially their fault and partially not, the federal government didn't help them out. So they're like,
screw you guys, I'm going home.
And they took off to leave the United States and went to Utah, where then they kind of built a little theocracy that lasts about 50, 60 years, which was run under Brigham Young, a guy you might have heard about in history.
I shall have wives and children by the million.
And left this long legacy of people hating the federal government.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert authorizing the state use of eminent domain to seize the federal government's most valuable real estate.
So the federal government wanted to roll into Utah and kind of roll out some martial law thing. It's not going to go real well. Also, everybody in Utah owns a gun. My brother, who is a really intelligent lawyer-type dude who is pro-gun control, owns a gun. So, yeah.
Hey, national ID card will be in your pocket.
I already do.
Chucky Schumer has it all ready to go.
I already got it. It's my driver's
license.
You won't
be able to work without it.
Which, by the way, do you know it's called a driver license and not a driver's license? Don't believe me? Pull your wallet out right now. Pull it out. See right there? Name of your state, driver license.
Your medical history will be connected to it. Are you on Prozac?
As a Zalapram, technically.
Cops can pink slip you into a psych ward in a minute. Fourth, students will be coming out of colleges with no jobs and huge student debt.
Ain't that the truth?
College grads will be debt slaves forever.
I know!
With no middle class in a dependent welfare state.
Well, wait a minute. The welfare state isn't big government. It's people moving back into the parents' house. But go on.
Only the chosen will call the shots.
What are the shots? I mean, you think about an NBA game, only the refs get to call the shots.
Big Brother will be installed in your dash.
Oh, that's smooth. Say that again.
Big Brother will be installed in your dash.
In your dash.
Installed in your dash. Dash.
Hate to break it to you, bub, but if you carry your smartphone around with you, you're already carrying Big Brother around. I mean, I can go right now. You go to maps.google.com/location history. You can see everywhere that Google's tracked you.
A pay-per-mile tax is in the works in Oregon.
All right, this is where I draw the line for two reasons. One, it's not friggin' Oregon. It's Oregon. Say it with me. Oregon. Oregon. Like, I brought a knife or a gun. Oregon. Oregon. Oregon, 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 Oregon. If you say Oregon, you are gone!
Your GPS will track your miles and total up your tax.
Your smartphone already tracks everywhere you go. If you got the Facebook or Google Maps app open or Waze, it's doing it. You don't want to be tracked? Shut your phone off. Leave it at home. You don't have to have it with you.
It's all about control.
Oh, I got it. I don't know who this guy is, but I think he's an ex-radio DJ. You know how he doesn't speak like a human being. I mean, I'm guilty of this too. But human beings, they just talk. This guy's sitting here. He's like, it's all about control. 52 minutes of nonstop government tyranny coming up right after Hillary Clinton. Oh, dude, I am dropping his voice onto a track here. Let's DJ the heck out of him.
It's all about control. All ready to go in your dash. Then onto the streets. Dream come true. Coming down the pike. First, now with 99 eggs. You won't be able to work without it.
What's the matter with you? Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, it's the theme song to F is for Family on Netflix. But if you're a fan of Bill Burr's stand-up comedy, I think you'll like it. I'm not a huge fan, so I never quite got into it, but not a bad show. I watched it through once. All right, when we come back on the podcast, we'll talk about the worst $30 this woman ever spent for something on Craigslist. Why you want to kind of do the smell test before you decide something's a good deal. 3, 2, 3. 920-9590, RadioCitrus.com.
This ain't no Glenn Beck show.
Immigrants are being dropped.
Radio Citrus.
I'm Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders, this guy is only 3 years older than me, but he looks absolutely terrible. Bernie Sanders shouldn't be president. He's going to be eating alone in a Denny's for the rest of his life.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message, but I do not approve of Bernie Sanders.
I am never getting married.
Never.
Guaranteed.
You picked a beautiful ring.
Thank you.
We're never having kids.
Breathe. Come over here.
We are never moving to the suburbs.
We are never getting one of those. We're never having another kid.
I'm pregnant.
I'm never letting go.
I gotta go.
State Farm agents are there whenever you need them.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find us true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely.
City folks just don't get it.
Yeah, that one there is actually a real commercial.
This is Radio Citrus.
What's up, losers?
Yes, sir.
Or should I say heroes?
Yes, sir.
Nope, all losers.
Hello, you people know a lot about trucks.
Truck train!
Bing, 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 bong.
China.
Bing, bing, bong.
Obamacare.
Bing, 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 bong, 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 bong.
Get those lights off!
Bing, 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 bing.
China.
Don't worry, guys. He's going to become so presidential. When you see how presidential he's going to be, he'll be so presidential. He'll be the most presidential ever. And you'll say, oh, he's so boring now because he's so presidential. This is the man who is our next president. I'm not kidding. I mean, this is it's a done deal. There's no way around it. Oh, well, you know, I just have to remember that so far we have not had an Adolf Hitler in this country. And I don't think he's going to be one. And if he is, then, you know, we'll deal with it when we get there. But don't say you want to assassinate him, because that gets you kicked off your radio show for a week.
His mandate as president, his constitutional granted authority, I should say, as president. If he oversteps that, how do we get him out of office? And I don't think there is a legal means available. I think it will be a terrible position the American people will be in to get Trump out of office, because you won't be able to do it through Congress.
Oh, I would agree with you on that, and I don't think that you actually have the voices. We've been talking about this off air for a while. I think the voices like ours go away.
Okay, so with all the Twitter and media buzz, I'm sure you heard about, like, oh, no, Glenn Beck's saying he wants to assassinate Donald Trump. And what it is his guest alluded to the fact that somebody might have to assassinate him if he turned into another Hitler or whatever. Anyway, oh, well, Glenn Beck got kicked off his radio show for a week. No, just Sirius XM. They distributed all the terrestrial stations on the regular FM dial. It's just another thing, and then he'll come out and he'll make this phony baloney apology so that people, oh, God, he apologized. Like, you know, look, people, short of an actual threat, I just don't care. I mean, I'm not defending Glenn Beck because I think he is kind of a nut, but I'm not also defending the culture we've created where everybody all of a sudden is like, I can't believe that Rush Limbaugh said that. I can't believe that Bill Maher said that. I can't believe that Sean Hannity would say that. I can't believe that Jon Stewart would say that. And it's just like, then they all got to go on The View and apologize or whatever. And it's just stupid. It's all stupid. Just let people say what they're going to say. And if it turns into a real threat, then the police come in and investigate it. Otherwise, nonsense like this, forget about it.
I didn't do anything. I'm the chief of police.
You killed the police. Now buy your farm,
Devin. I was sorry to bother you at a time like this, Mrs. Twice. We would have come earlier, but your husband wasn't dead then.
You won't believe what this lady found in her refrigerator she bought on Craigslist. Sorry about that. That's kind of a clickbait way to say it. I'll just tell you. This lady bought a refrigerator for $30 from a neighbor who was moving away. And you'd think, oh, you know, this freezer, this refrigerator, I might plug it in, see if it smells funny. But no, she just bought it sight unseen, had another neighbor roll it over on a dolly. No problem, right? Then she had to make this 911 call.
A bizarre case that many around here are still trying to make sense of. In the last hour, we have gotten our hands on that 911 call. Take a listen.
I have a serious problem.
All right, taking bets. House fire, home break-in, car stolen, child drowning.
My neighbor sold me a deep freezer. I just opened it, and there's a body in there, I think.
Bet you didn't see that one coming.
Your neighbor sold it to you?
I'm freaking out.
I understand, man. Your neighbor sold it to you?
Yes.
Like new freezer, $30, 18.5 cubic feet, or enough to stuff a body in it, right?
You can certainly understand why that woman would be freaking out. Police.
You think?
Have also updated us on their investigation. They tell us the victim found in the freezer died of natural causes.
The guy found with concrete shoes at the bottom of the river died of natural causes.
That there were no signs of foul play. They say...
Oh, no. Anytime you find a body in a freezer, unless it was like an old woman who got trapped in the freezer, like, I'm going to crawl in and get a bag of peas. Oh, no, I fell in. Help, I've fallen in my freezer and I can't get out. And then isn't it like the game Day of the Tentacle, where you can just have another player pick up her body 30 years in the future and she's still alive and you just defrost her in the microwave?
56-year-old Marcella Lee lived with her mom here in this Goldsboro apartment, and neighbors say Lee kept a tight rein on her mother.
Marcella never let her mama go anywhere.
Donald Peters says he's the one who actually moved the freezer from Marcella's apartment to the apartment of a neighbor who discovered that body.
Now, I don't want to pick on the guy, but it seemed to me if I'm moving a refrigerator that smells like death, I would want to pop the door open real quick, check, see what's going on.
My heart was in my throat. I ran outside, called 911.
I just opened it, and there's a body in there, I think.
That or the ugliest hot pocket I've ever seen.
Police say an autopsy showed that 75-year-old Amma Rausch died of natural causes.
I'm guessing that's the woman's mother.
Oh, she was a wonderful woman. If you needed help, she'd help you.
Marcella.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
If she needed help, she'd help you.
If she needed help, she'd help you. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. That's a very giving attitude to have, but.
Marcella's on the run tonight.
No foul play, my.
And neighbors like Donald are waiting to see what happens next.
I honestly hope they find her. And if I could, I'd find her myself.
That's my man, Donald. Vigilante justice in a state that apparently doesn't seem to care that no foul play, even though a body was in a freezer.
As to me, she needs to be put through life.
What was that, Donald?
As to me, she needs to be put through life.
Yeah, sentence her to life. In prison?
The police also tell us they are considering filing additional charges against Marcella, but
at this point,
they won't say what those additional charges might be.
I can clue you in. How about stuffing a dead body in a freezer? But, you know, the real hero in this are police dispatchers, because you get all kinds of calls. And I know if I were a police dispatcher and I got that call.
I just opened it, and there's a body in there, I think.
Are you serious? Where at? Like, does it look decayed? Oh, dude, where you at? I want to come down and check it out. And so the difference between a good dispatcher and a bad dispatcher, it's not, well, I mean, for starters, it's just good customer service, but it could also be life and death. Case in point, here's the example of a bad dispatcher in Florida.
Okay, someone got hit with what?
A loader. The guy's trying to kill him on my job. Please send somebody out here.
Okay, so he hit him listen, he hit him with a car, or what did he hit him with?
A loader pass, front end loader bucket.
Okay, so I got this figured out. Construction site, and one of those big front end loader bulldozers, somebody's trying to kill somebody with it. Okay, I should be getting the address and getting the cops out there quick.
Listen, he hit him with a car, or what did he hit him with?
A loader pass, front end loader bucket.
He hit him with a car, or?
Ran him over and covered him up with dirt.
Listen, he hit him with a car, or?
Send somebody out here, please.
Yeah.
Car? Okay, what is the address?
I'm right beside Glen Abbey subdivision, building a new Walmart Ferry. I do not know the address.
Okay.
Send somebody out here, please.
He hit him with a car?
She's really on it about that car. You know, I shouldn't laugh. I mean, it sounds like a traumatic experience, but, I mean, wow. Does murder on the job site happen frequently? Were you, I guess, try to bury your boss?
Ran him over and covered him up with dirt.
With dirt?
Ran him over and covered him up with dirt.
With dirt? Now, Yeah. So the full story here is, I guess there was a fight on the job site, and a man who looks and is called Pork Chop was up to his ears in stress, so he buried his boss up to his waist. 32-year-old guy in jail for burying his 57-year-old boss in Florida. Now, you cruise up the 95 to Massachusetts, you actually come across a good dispatcher who made the best of a very embarrassing situation.
911, it's not Dakota. What's your emergency?
Daddy went past a red light.
Yeah?
My daddy went past a red light. He has a black truck, and it was in the brand new car, my mommy's car.
Yeah?
And then,
what happened?
Now, I got to stop and commend this dispatcher. Hear the empathy in his voice? He's not dismissing this stupid kid calling in, because it could be a big deal. This kid's talking about, I was in my daddy's truck and, you know, it's whatever, mommy's new car. And you're thinking, oh, man, he's like, did his dad kill his mom? Was he being molested? Did his dad rob a bank? I mean, it could be a whole number of things. And so having that empathy, I mean, just listen to his voice, that empathy.
And what happened?
That creates trust where the kid can open up and hopefully the police can jump in and help him out.
And then he had to go to the car wash, and then he went past the red light.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Is he home right now?
Running a red light. That kid has a bright future as a narc.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Is he home right now?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, I'm knocking you out to the police. Where are you? I just want to talk to you. I'm going to knock you out.
Okay.
Here's my dad.
Hello? Hi, Quincy Police.
Oh, no. I'm just going to apologize. That's my 5-year-old son.
Just want to let us know you ran a red light.
Crap, that kid's getting a whooping tonight.
Oh, no. I apologize.
No problem. As long as everything's all set.
Yeah, no, we're good. Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
There he is.
All right.
Man, lucky it wasn't LAPD. They would have come down and beat him with a baton for running that red light. But the thing that bothers me about that is, clearly, Dad seems pretty cool. Dad runs a red light once in a while. He goes to the car wash. He drives a cool truck. So where's this kid who's like 5 getting this narc tendency? Not that there's anything – well, there is something wrong with it, but not that there's anything wrong with – you know, I'm not saying stop snitching and like never report a crime, because you do have to report crimes. But turning a family member or something so petty, I mean, what happens if this was Nazi Germany, huh? He would have turned his dad in for, you know, Daddy had these guys with the last name Somethingbergs in her attic. Oh, did he now? That's not a German accent, but it's the best I can do. And then come over and they'd Anne Frank everybody. All because this kid's a narc. This kid's got to learn blood before blood is thicker than oil, water, whatever the saying is. He's got to be holding up. So where is he getting this narc tendency? It's got to be mom. Gotta be mom. Mom's not in the picture. Mom's probably like, if your father ever does anything wrong, you report it right away. And she meant to her. But nope, kid's getting on the phone. And if he's getting over the fear of calling the cops, I'll tell you this much. I was scared to call 911 until I was in my mid-20s, which was like 5 years ago. And then I think there was like people were swerving around a couch on the freeway, and then later I sold a car to someone, and then while I was driving up to the other county to get my license plates, the guy was going to drive his car home. I'd take the plates off and keep the plates, because I live in a state where you don't sell the plates with the car like you do in California. And I'm on the freeway going northbound, and this guy driving one of those big lifted Ford F-550s, Supermax, Duracab, four-door giant truck with this big old trailer for his cabinet-making business, sideswipes the car I just sold. Well, that car was a Corolla. It had no power. So this guy in his truck just takes off because he's drunk, and it's much easier to just hit and run. So I'm in my little car with my Honda VTEC. So I just take off chasing this guy. Got, you know, good times. So I'm calling 911 and saying, hey, hit and run. following this guy off the freeway, and, you know, it was a whole chase and everything. And the guy, I think they eventually busted him for DUI at his house. But calling the police over something major that could cause serious injury or major property damage or that sort of thing, that's worth doing. But it took me into my 20s to get over that fear. So this kid at 5 years old is fearless of ratting out his parents for anything.
You need to stop snitching.
What's this kid going to be like when he's 15? He might just start making stuff up just to get attention. Who knows? It could be really bad, though. Cheers and jeers. I'm giving this kid a jeer. All right, coming up, we'll talk about Bernie or bust. I generally do try to avoid politics, but seriously, kind of my thoughts on why, if the election were still held today, I'd probably write in Bernie Sanders, even though I think a lot of his platform's kind of stupid. 323-920-9590, the podcast that airs every call we play, and we got one coming up for you next on Radio Citrus.
This ain't no Alex Jones show either.
We're such self-centered crap that we don't even notice.
Don't mind if I do.
Radio Citrus.
You can recycle food and beverage container glass when the leaves are falling off the trees, but must sort it by color, clear, green, or brown. Blue glass, for now, goes in the trash. In fact, you can do this Tuesday through Saturday.
Do not flush medicines down the toilet,
and you will be ready to go next year. Klickitat County, in cooperation with Republic Services and the Washington State Department of Ecology.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
Drown her out with a 200 mile per hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin.
Recently, when I became deathly ill, I used this remote control to
For free information about Life Call, call 1-800-872-9100. That's 1-800-872-9100.
Radio Citrus is on your radio
or a smartphone.
It's up at 323-920-9590.
Look, we came, we saw, he died. We came, we saw, he died.
Well, the fact I picked that remix may be a little bit telling of my own opinions of Hillary Clinton. Have you been doing this? So I find myself ping-ponging back and forth between candidates based upon day-to-day. It took me about 2 or 3 months to really figure out I was doing it, but it's really logical. I would, it's actually kind of irrational, but I mean, there's method to the madness. Donald Trump would do something so horrible in the news. I don't know if he'd say something about immigrants, or he was just acting really narcissistic, and I go, oh, we cannot vote for this. I guess I just have to tough it out and vote for Hillary Clinton. Until she does something the next day where I'm like, holy smokes, that woman deserves to be in prison. I mean, straight up prison. There are other people in indefinite detention with the FBI, which is not constitutional, but it happens, especially with computer stuff, who have gone to prison over this stuff, or at least gotten 5 years or something. And she did stuff so much worse with that email server. She, not to mention just the trail of, not to get conspiratorial like the guys earlier, but trail of bodies that just get kind of suspicious anytime stuff has gone bad with Hillary Clinton or Bill over the years. I just don't want a dynastic family. We elected two Bushes in a row, and how well did the second one turn out? I kind of don't want to repeat that same process again a second time, thinking, the first Clinton was good. Maybe the second one will be even better. No, it won't be. I know. And so I just feel so frustrated because I keep this ping-ponging thing back and forth. And he's like, oh, you should vote for a third party. Well, yeah, I've thought about it. I thought the libertarian guy, Johnson, sounds like a decent guy. He's not all bent out of shape with really weird wedge issues. I think he owns like a pot farm. Not that I'm into that sort of thing, but I'm kind of a libertarian. I can see voting for him, except for the fact that it's throwing my vote away. It might be splitting the Republican ticket and helping Hillary get elected. Well, I can't have that. And I think, well, you know, I could write in Bernie Sanders. Bernie or bust. Except that I'm splitting the Democratic ticket. and I'm helping Trump get elected. Well, I can't have that either. So I don't know what to do. I guess I can kind of understand why that author who was talking to Glenn Beck earlier was kind of saying, you know, I just kind of hope somebody knocks him off. But I'm not asking for that either, because that's, well, then we make a hero out of the guy, and then every high school's named Donald J. Trump High School. Who wants that? So I don't know. There's no good solution to this. And so that brings me around to Bernie or bust, which I get now why that's catching on. It's because Hillary Clinton, if you really listen to her policies, it's kind of George W. Bush. You know, you kind of pin her down on something that might be very important to, say, an environmentalist. And the Democrats tend to represent the environmentalists, certainly a lot more so than the Republicans. And they'll say, hey, we are extracting oil at an unsustainable rate from the ground, and we're using really complicated, environmentally damaging techniques like fracking that cause earthquakes and damage groundwater. And we really need a president who can pin that down and say, no, I've got mixed feelings about that because I don't live in an area that has a lot of fracking, or at least it's not anywhere I can visibly see. So I don't care. I'm like, hey, $1.99 a gallon. I'm okay with fracking. But as something that's an important issue to environmentalists, do you really think an environmentalist is going to go, oh, well, you know, Hillary got the nomination, so we'll go ahead and we'll all unify behind her, when she's pro-oil? What about people who are having a hard time with the banks? This is something I can get behind. I can't afford to buy anything because the banks keep messing things up. They make way too much money available. I think a lot of the stimulus money has kind of rolled out, allowing people to bid way too high, more than they can afford on mortgages. So that's driven house prices up. And then as a result, the house prices have caused rent prices to come up. So everybody's getting squeezed. Everybody I know is spending like half their income on rent or mortgage payments. It's really hurting them, because that's money they need to spend in other areas of the economy on things like, oh, I don't know, health care for their kids. Well, not to mention food and, you know, leisure items like gas for the car. And so I'm for saying, you know, we had this great thing working with the banks up until, of all people, Bill Clinton worked with the Republicans to kind of dismantle these regulatory protections. Maybe we need to get somebody tough in there like an Elizabeth Warren, or, dare I say, Bernie Sanders, who can really be tough with the banks. And isn't going to veto reforms that Congress may be able to get their arm twisted with the right Congress to push forward. So if you're really big on that, are you going to unify behind Hillary Clinton? I'd almost take my chances with Donald Trump, because with Clinton, I know she's going to side with Wall Street. But with Trump, who knows what he could do? He could do anything. And so it's with, you know, with Hillary, it's outside the realm of possibility that you're going to get Wall Street reform. With Trump, it's highly, 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 highly unlikely that you're going to get Wall Street reform. But it's possible. He's a billionaire. He might have, Charles Dickens' Ghost of Christmas Past moment where he sees his future and he realizes nobody loves him and he's died. And he runs to the window and he says, boy, is that Glass-Steagall Act still hanging from the butcher shop window? And the boy will say, yay, Mr. Trump. And he'll say, here's some money. Go fetch it and buy the biggest Glass-Steagall Wall Street reform you can buy. And, you know, he kind of goes that route. It's possible. Not real likely, but possible. With Hillary Clinton, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We already know she's basically the Republican. So it's basically you're down to the old school Republican from 15 years ago, the George W. Bush type, or a crazy guy. And so it makes some sense that if you have some liberalism in your pumping through your veins, which is not a pejorative, if you got that, that's great. I've got a little bit too, more than I'd care to admit, because I live in a very red state. My friends are very conservative, typically, even my young friends. But even many of them have understood that of the three options that were available, four at one point, it was really the best one, because Ted Cruz is kind of crazy like Trump, but in a different way. And it's going to be kind of like, you know what we should do? We should make abortion illegal again. Let's make abortion a really big issue, even though it's already been settled by the courts a generation ago, to pander to 60-year-olds. Well, I've got bigger issues to fry. Abortion's a completely separate issue. You know what we should talk about? Gay marriage, even though the Supreme Court has ruled on it. I've got more important issues to deal with. It's like not being able to afford health care or rent or mortgages. You know what we should talk about? We should talk about transgender bathroom. Oh, wait. Ah, that's the Democrats getting involved with a wedge issue. But at least that's a new one. The other ones are kind of settled. But the nice thing with Bernie Sanders is he and Donald Trump are on to talking about issues that resonate with people. The problem is the Bernie Sanders ones resonate a little bit too far to the left. You know, it's things like, you know, I mean, Bernie Sanders is one that you just have to twist his arm a little bit. He'll start talking about guaranteed income and stuff that just is politically a minefield and have some, I think, some economic problems built into it. But even a universal health care. The fact that Vermont, his home state, voted, yes, we're going to do universal health care, and then couldn't figure out a way to do it, is a very bad sign that it could be done on a federal level. I think it's possible, but it's really an uphill battle. And it's a little bit pie in the sky with the, let's make college free and everything free. And, you know, but that's not why I'm voting for him. I'm voting for him because, one, he's taking the little guy's money, not the big guy's money. And that's true. And you go to PolitiFact and other things that vouch that. He's typically getting donations of like $25, not $25,000 from a PAC, or millions laundered through, what do they call those things? The little like groups, advocacy groups that can run commercials to trash your opponent, but technically is not coordinated with your campaign, but totally is. He's not getting that money, at least not yet. I question if he gets the nomination, whether he'll maintain his integrity, because as we saw with Barack Obama 8 years ago, you have this guy who's really great until he becomes the nominee, until he gets the White House, and then he's a total sellout after that. But Bernie, there's a chance. He seems like the Luke Skywalker candidate, if Luke Skywalker were into universal health care and maybe some budgeting practices that are a little bit not grounded to reality. So like I say, there's a lot to be hating on Bernie. But I can kind of see why people are not wanting to unify behind Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't. I think she's Satan's bride. I'm to the point where I'd almost vote for Donald Trump over her. And the only reason I don't is because it's Donald Trump, the man who talks about penis size in a presidential debate. To be fair, Marco Rubio was the one who brought it up first, but Marco Rubio was only doing that because Donald Trump was already bringing up the nastier, less presidential aspects. And to be fair, part of it, I got to blame the Republican Party themselves, because this is the party who back in 2012 held a debate in the Ronald Reagan Library, where Reagan 747 is hanging from the ceiling behind them. And Rick Barry bragged about how many people he'd executed in his state. And what did the crowd do? Oh, yes. Bravo. Cheers. Good show. Over the number of people they'd executed in their state. That's embarrassing. And that's the kind of nonsense that they've had to pander to, that, yeah, Trump's got people. He sat down and figured out, hey, I could be whatever I want to be. The truth is, none of us really know who Donald Trump is, because he's an actor. You know, he's a performer. He's a showman. He's a PR guy. He's a sales guy. So he'll tell you, he'll spin you yarn in any direction if it gets you to sign the deal. And so it makes some sense that, yeah, you want to win the Republican nomination. You know how you win that? You become the most insane person possible. I mean, he's pandering to people who genuinely believe America's problem is because we have too many immigrants, because, you know, we're running out of land. That's why driving through Wyoming, I'm just like, oh, this traffic and all these skyscrapers through the whole state of Wyoming. It's so darn crowded here. Oh, there's so much exciting stuff to do because, you know, Wyoming is 800,000 people per square mile. Oh, wait, that's 800,000 people for the whole state. There's plenty of room for immigrants. That's not the problem. Immigrants come, they work jobs, they buy and rent houses, we build more houses, it's all fine. It's just a scapegoat. And that's what's scary about it. It's not that Trump's going to turn a date off Hitler, but he's kind of rolling in that direction a little bit, because that's what Adolf Hitler did. He's like, yeah, this economy sucks, and we're paying all this money back in war reparations that we can't afford, and got hyperinflation. I'll come in and fix it, because, you know, then once he gets in, he's like, I know the source of our problems, these darn Jews. They're making all the money. I mean, we do the same thing, the Bernie people, with the banks, but at least we're going after the institution. Now, if Bernie people were starting to say, you know what we ought to do? We ought to start lynching the hedge fund managers right there on Wall Street. Then we've got a problem. But see, Trump's almost to that point, because he's talking about, let's round up the immigrants and send them back to Mexico because they're another bunch of racists. Because you immigrants who can vote for me, you guys are smart. But, you know, all the other people who are coming over there, they're trouble. So Bernie or bust comes about. I think mostly people on the left who just can't bring themselves to vote for a Republican candidate whose name is Hillary Clinton. Instead, the Bernie or bust people, I think a number of them are also people like me who just feel lost. It's like Luke Skywalker losing. And it's like, okay, who are you going to pick, Darth Vader or the Emperor? It's like, oh, well, I wanted to pick Luke. But so it comes to an interesting level, because the amount of this late in the game, halfway through the year, we're closer, I think, to the election than we were to New Year's at this point almost. I got to do my math on that, but I think that's almost mathematically solid. And so I'm convinced Trump's going to win, because Hillary's not going to play this smart. I think Bernie, of all people, would actually have a shot. That's why Trump was scared to debate him. Trump was scared. He's cowardly Donald. Hashtag cowardly Donald. Spread that around. Not mine, but somebody else used it. But spread that around. Hashtag cowardly Donald. Low energy Marco. Or excuse me, low energy Bush. Little Marco. Lion Ted. Which is super successful. Crooked Hillary. Cowardly Donald. Because he would not face, when confronted to debate Bernie Sanders, he chickened out. He chickened out because he knows Hillary's going to be a cakewalk to walk all over. She's playing the strategy all wrong. And the only way she's getting in is if Trump just like dies of pneumonia halfway through or something, which I wouldn't put past her. No, I'm getting conspiratorial. So the amount of production this late in the game for Sanders fans who are ready to say Bernie or bust is remarkable. Check out the production value on this song. If you just start looking up Bernie Sanders songs, I was trying to find a bumper to come into the segment on Bernie Sanders. And I just keep coming across people's videos, Bernie or bust, and they're serious about it.
We're taking this all the way to the convention. I guess so.
Taking it all the way to the convention, he says.
When we stand together, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. Let's do it. Thank you.
Sanders. Breaking laws, talking slander. We don't know where that should land. Being balls in a slammer.
I mean, they photoshopped it where they make Hillary look like she's behind bars. I mean, this is HD quality rendering they've done on this.
Matter. White people. Crackers. Want them low. Taxes. Got to vote.
And it's not some video that has millions of views. It's only 25,000 views. But the fact that this guy put so much effort into it.
Breaking laws, talking slander. We don't know where that should land. Beyond bars and a slammer. Clinton's not fit for commander.
I think that's what's so refreshing about watching this, is that it's not just Republicans dividing their own party like they did a few years ago. Democrats have divided their own party now.
Crackers. Want them low. Taxes. Got to vote. Glasses. No other offer can match us. He's calling for dollar for classes. Rich people running the masses. Don't vote Clinton, she's a fascist.
Don't vote for Clinton, she's a fascist.
Hey.
I mean, that's pretty serious civil war. And getting real tired of these articles saying, well, Democrats just need to unify behind Clinton. I don't think they're going to if they're talking this type of language.
Breaking laws, talking slander. We all know where that shit's gonna land her. Being balls in a slammer. Take all the evidence that she's tampering. So much it's evident. They be asking about how she's so negligent. Private server, they search her what's left of it. How's a person that's meant to be president been such a detriment? Benghazi, scandal. Enemies killed him like Rambo. Called her up on the damn phone. Please, Hillary, they are mad. Just want you answer the killers. Please give the backup. We've been after militias to come.
So it's very easy to kind of go, well, this could just be one person who maybe had a big production budget or something, one of those PACs or something. I mean, I'm willing to be cynical on this because when it comes to politics, the gloves are off. But then I came across the next return on YouTube, and this has a remarkably good quality, but this is definitely one dude. But the fact that it's one dude going to this much effort shows that he's taking it seriously.
Candidate fighting for us in 2016. Bernie or bust. Bernie or bust. Bernie or bust. In 2016. Bernie or bust. Bernie or bust.
They made old Bernie or Bust TV with an intro rap song. I gotta play that again. That's good. Love this thing.
There's only one candidate fighting for us in 2016. Bernie or bust.
So then I get searching the next result, and it's a bunch of hippies at a street intersection, probably in Northern California. One guy's reggae hair going on. It's not all white college kids either. It's kind of a... I hear that rap beat.
Sometimes you gotta figure out what you stand for. Cause when you don't stand for something, you can fall for anything. In a world of clicks, tricks, greed, and thieves, it's why we corporations put tricks up their sleeves. We can stay and fight and get up and leave, but you all wanna pollute it and show more trees. And we just can't breathe. Gotta drop to our knees, scream. Lord, help us, please. And then silence. This ain't about me or you. This about us.
You got white dude, white girl, Asian dude, black dude. He's the one singing. Some girl looks like a lesbian, probably. So you got quite a rainbow coalition there. But see, they're vilifying Hillary Clinton more than Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump's a given. Of course he's the enemy. But the fact that they're still talking like this a month from the convention, you are more likely to see the Republicans who hate Hillary Clinton get behind Donald Trump, in my mind, than you are to see, especially millennials like me. I will never vote for Hillary. I could maybe vote for Trump if he was really, really nice for the next several months and seemed like he changed and he's not going to be mean to immigrants and blah, 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 blah. Maybe there's like a 0.5% chance. Itty bitty little tiny, maybe 0.05. But Hillary at 0.000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 Hillary Clinton. The fact that Windows 10 just popped up something saying it will reboot my computer in 5 minutes, which means I have to save the podcast, stop my entire flow of thinking, and come back. So I'll come back in just a moment here on the Radio Citrus Podcast, 323-920-9590. Let's get to that call I've been meaning to get to next on Radio Citrus. Stupid Windows.
We certainly aren't the Bill Maher Show.
Really?
Leave my mom out of it, okay?
Okay, enough about your mom.
Your mom is so stupid.
Radio Citrus.
I am one of the great sleazebags. I am a great big wiener. I am the man of the toupee.
And yes, I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the baby.
I am one of the great sleazebags. I am.
There's no better words than stupid.
Bing, bing. I am
a McDonald's hamburger.
And yes,
I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the baby. I swear you.
323-920-9590, Radio Citrus. Back immediately. Not for me, though. My computer's already rebooted twice, and it's now popping up again saying it needs to reboot again to finish its updates. Getting real tired of your crap, Microsoft. Let's hit this call real quick. 323-920-9590. Hi, who's this? Hello? Okay, nobody there. Next call. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Mr. Citrus. I like that thing you do, Idiot Drivers of Utah.
Oh, cool. And, yeah.
Since I live in a region of the country where there's also really bad drivers, I was wondering what kind of dash cam you use and how much it costs. And if you like it or would rather have a better one.
Yeah, look at your area code, too. 323 is also L.A., so I get it. Then the drivers in Utah are even worse. I got a buddy up in Valencia who's been taping with a dash cam, and he gets some good ones up there in the Santa Clarita Valley. But, boy, here in Utah County, you've got a university with people from all over the country. It's like Neverland, except that all the Lost Boys have cars. So I bought so if you go to dashcamtalk.com, which I had pulled up, but then the computer rebooted twice. The dash cam I first started off with that most of the videos are is the B40 A118. It's really nice. It mounts flush with the windshield. That one, I got a year out of it. Then the memory card cooked. I thought the dash cam was bad, so I replaced it with the upgraded one, the Street Guardian, which I really like. It's really good. I had very little problems with either of them. I would definitely get started with the B40 A118, and later, if you change your mind, you can upgrade to the $200 one. But yeah, I like it. So check those out. Dashcamtalk.com. The B40 A118 dash cam is what I used to film most of those videos. And the Street Guardian I got since January. I have had a little problem with the Street Guardian. Sometimes I push the button to save the files and it's not saving. So that's another reason to maybe use the cheap one for now. So yeah, thanks for calling into the podcast. 323-920-9590. Hit us up again and we'll put your call on the air, or you, the listener, your call as well. Radio Citrus is a production of, I was going to say Q959FM.com, but I'm kind of getting rid of that domain name. So Radio Citrus is a production of RadioCitrus.com. Copy wrong, 2016, no rights reserved. Steal unto others as you'd have them steal unto you. Thanks.
I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the baby. I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person. I'm the baby.